Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show with Kimberly Meredith. Get ready for a live hour of powerful healing miracles. She's a world-renowned medical intuitive, trans-channel, psychic surgeon, and spiritual teacher. Relax and breathe in. You are now entering the fifth dimension. When calling, please do not mention any personal medical details or conditions. Kimberly will use her medical mediumship abilities to remotely detect your medical situation and connect you to your loved ones on the other side. Please call in at 888-627-6008 and be a part of the show.
Welcome to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show, everyone. This is Kimberly Meredith, and we're happy to be on tonight and helping you, and we hope that you enjoy the show tonight. The number is 888-627-6008 to call in. And we're doing health and consciousness questions and prayer requests. And it's me for a full hour. So we are really excited tonight to have a full hour of health and wellness questions and prayer requests and be in the fifth dimension. I'm going to start out with a miracle prayer from my book, Awakening to the Fifth Dimension. Let's take a deep breath, inhale and exhale, and relax and go into the fifth dimension. When we are fully and freely, willingly to accept the awakening in the fifth dimension, we call in the energy of the Holy Spirit, knowing that we fully trust and witness the energy of Christ consciousness, we can have a miracle in our lives. Our heart is open and ready to receive the love and the intimacy of God consciousness. When fully trusting God, we can have an awakening and a healing. Fully and freely witnessing everything in our life can be easy and abundant. Through the divine, our gifts fully can be awakened today in the higher dimension, in this fifth dimension energy. We can be healed. We can have love. And we can have loving energy fulfill our lives. Love can be easy, love can be healing, and safety. We can feel peace, love, light, and joy when we're in this higher dimension. We can have trust, and we can release the negative third dimensional mind chatter. We can overcome obstacles, and miracles can happen when we're in this higher dimension. We can pray for peace in the world and peace within ourselves. Our mind is simply a state of being. We automatically can live in this fifth dimensional presence. Our heart can be open and we can find love. Namaste. Thank you everyone for being with us. I'm Kimberly Meredith and I hope that you will call in tonight and we can help you with anything that you'd like to talk about. We can talk about star seeds, galactic energies, health and consciousness, and prayer requests. Tonight, it's just Kimberly Meredith, me, with you. So I want to also say that I know a lot's going on in the world, and a lot is happening that can be confusing. And I also want to say happy high holidays, happy Yom Kippur, that's tomorrow, and the high Rosh Hashanah was last week, and I want to just say blessed be to everybody. So I think we have one caller on the line. John, hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Kimberly. Namaste.
Namaste, thank you.
Yes, hey, Kimberly, can I ask a question about how to deal with like long-term relationships?
Yes, sure. What is your question? Thank you for calling on the show.
My question is, how do you handle those, being apart from your significant others in those type of situations?
Is it a long-distance relationship with a family member or a partner?
A potential partner. I have. I'm working like on two of them, one in California and one in New York. I'm just trying to weigh the odds. Which one might be best for me?
Okay, so you could just ask me which one does the spirit feel is better for you. Go ahead and ask.
Kimberly, which of the two that I've been talking to, the spirit feels comfortable that I could be with?
And you said again, one was where and where was the other one? I couldn't
one
hear.
Was in, one's in New York and the other one is in California.
Well, they keep linking the one in California, keeps getting more of a high vibration with the energy of the Holy One. Is that to feel more in sync?
It does feel more. Yes, ma'am, it does.
And the one in New York, they keep saying something about, let me see what they're saying about the one in New York. The one in New York isn't bad, but maybe struggling with something within that's going on. A little more.
Okay. A little more, okay.
And that may have some interpersonal topics going on that might not be good for you right now.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Yes, yes, thank you.
The one in California, they're saying, is someone that likes to give a lot of themselves and help a lot of people and something like that. Very angelic-like.
Very angelic-like, okay. And I've been played before by these people, you know, where they catfish you. Is the one in California, is he truly himself?
I mean, I'd have to do a full-blown, you know, reading on the person in California, what you say, truly himself.
Like,
I'd have to do, like, a full reading
picture?
With you.
Okay.
And you'd
okay.
have to book a reading with me so I could do, but
yes,
I'm,
ma'am.
Like, right now not picking up any negative numbers.
Wonderful. Okay. Sounds good. Kimberly,
yeah,
thank you for all you do.
Yeah, so I do numbers and frequency codes on people, and if I get a negative number on somebody, I'll know if they're a crazy maker or something like that. So if you want to book a 30-minute reading with me, I can do that. But the person in California, I'm not getting any negative hits on that.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Thank you. Thank
person.
You, ma'am. I'll be,
okay.
be in touch
Thank you.
Then.
Thank you so much. Yeah. And not to say when... just in general to people listening right now, if I did pick up something negative on a person, it doesn't necessarily mean that person is evil or something like that. It just maybe means that they have a lot of things to work out, and that means that maybe they're not ready for a relationship at the moment and not particularly with you, and where somebody else maybe is ready for a relationship and they're not, and they are more compatible with you. So I just want to make sure everybody knows that. And there are some people that are not ready for relationships in this lifetime and need to work on themselves more. So it's very interesting, and I'm glad that he came on and asked these questions. This is a very good thing because a lot of people are susceptible to being vulnerable in relationships that are not good for you, and then you can get sick. And you don't want to get sick, you know. I've been privy to that because I'm very vulnerable to negative energy sometimes. And then you can get an attack, and that can happen. So we're going to move on to the next caller. And we always want to protect ourselves and be strong and have good energy around us. Thank you so much.
Yes, Kim.
Carissa, welcome to the show. Oh, Priscilla, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, Kimberly. How are you?
Hi. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I was kind of
nice
just
to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. To see, like, health-wise.
Okay. So have you been having some health energy feelings that something might be off?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to ask one question about it? Or because I'm not picking up anything as far as maybe some emotional imbalance.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well,
do you want to ask more of a particular question?
Yeah, I've been having like an ear issue, and I'm just wondering if that's going to clear up, or do I need to go further into, like, checking it out?
Is it your left ear or right ear?
It is my right.
Yeah, so it could be coming from your left ear, and I also was getting that it could be something to do with your vitamin intake and emotional imbalance, they were telling me right off. So I don't know if your vitamin B level is at the level it should be, and maybe want to get that checked out.
Okay.
Are you taking B6 and B12?
No, I'm not.
So I was getting something like that. And also, have you been feeling a little down or bluesy?
Yes.
So that's what I was hearing right away. And also, do you go to, like, a general practitioner ever?
Not. I need to get into one, but no, I haven't.
Okay. And have you had your ear checked yet?
Have I had the ear checked? I have gone into, like, an urgent care.
And what'd they say?
Well, it was an ear infection, and I did drops for it. They gave me some drops, some antibiotic drops, and I did that, but my ear is still feeling plugged. And when I went back to get it checked out, they're saying that it's clear, but I probably have to go see an ENT.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm not a doctor, but I am holistically... medical intuitive. I don't know if you read my book.
Yes.
You have? Oh, you have read my book?
I have not read your book, but I've read about you.
Okay, yeah. My book's called The Awakening to the Fifth Dimension. And discovering the soul's path to healing, a lot of people don't say that second line, which is discovering our own soul's path to healing, which is really important because our own intuitive hit is when someone says, oh, you're healed, like they're saying, but you still know instinctively inside, you know, it's still like clogged. And so I read frequency numbers, which I feel you're correct, and I feel like something with the Bs is off. So you might want to get your B, you know, your Bs checked and maybe start taking some B. Yeah, I keep getting B, 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 B. And also, something about stress is coming in for me, too, with you.
I believe that, yes.
Yeah, they're saying stress.
I have been. I've been trying to get out of it, but sometimes it's overwhelming for me.
Yeah. And also, they're telling me something. I don't know if you have ringing in the ear also or not, but... be very careful that, and I can't say it on air about a procedure that sometimes the ear, nose, and throat doctors want to do can kind of be harmful. So, you know, okay. I really would do the B6 and B12 if you can, and drink a lot of spring water. And also, I'm hearing magnesium. Are you taking magnesium?
I am not.
Yeah, so I'm feeling like you should definitely be doing some magnesium also. I'm sorry you got the infection, too.
Yes, thank you.
And also I'm feeling something about your jaw. So I don't know if you have any TMJ going on, but the jaw to the ear needs to be looked at. So if you do have any biting down or grinding going on, that'll affect your ear.
Okay.
So thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much, Kimberly.
Yeah, so look at some of those things with the magnesium and the bees and the water and the hydration and relaxing your neck. And definitely get, you know, go to the ear, nose, and throat again. But I definitely would check out, you know, tonsils and your TMJ, your jaw.
Okay. Okay, I appreciate
thank you
that.
So much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, okay. And there's some good tidbits in my book I do go in there and talk about some of this stuff in there.
Okay. I will definitely get that. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll say a prayer for you that you feel better quickly.
Thank you so much.
It's amazing what God, the Holy Spirit, can do to help us. And sometimes things we don't even know that we have, and God is working behind the scenes to heal us, and different ways that we can be healed through oxygenated water, ozone, magnesium supplements, bees, will come in, and we start taking them, and we may not even know that something's been going on underneath a root cause, and then we'll be like, wow, and this healed us. You know, I'm drinking right now, as I do the show, some beet cherry tart juice diluted with spring water. Of course, I can't drink that straight. That'd be too much, but I drink it diluted. And it is so good for any kind of, like, if you have prediabetes or, like, flushing your system, your kidneys. It's really good for you.
What is it called again?
I make it myself. It's beet juice and cherry tart. But I don't, I dilute it with a lot of water. Yeah. But it's really good. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you
so much for calling in. And I want to talk tonight, too, a little bit before we go, about some foods to drink and eat that can actually calm down excessive anxiety. Valerie is on the line. We're going to bring Valerie on.
Hello.
Hi, Valerie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. This is kind of like a hangout night with Kimberly. Just me tonight. Normally I have a guest on, and I've decided we're going to have more shows with just me.
I love it. This is actually my first show, so thank you. I happened to see the email, and I felt it was a calling.
Thank you. I've decided I think it's nice to have just me. So, mm-hmm. Thank you for coming. Do you have a question for the spirit team?
Yeah, I wanted to see if there is any of my family members that have passed over, have any messages that I could deliver to my family. If anybody has something specific they wanted to say that I can bring to them.
Okay, yeah, let's see if somebody wants to come in. Let's see. So normally I'll just ask, we're requesting for Valerie to the Holy Spirit. If anybody on the other side would like to come in and give us a message. So let's see. I am getting an 8 coming in, which is the sign of the infinity sign from the afterlife. Is this a woman? Or is this a man? Or a child, or a grandparent, a mother. I am getting a woman. When I said man, they said no. A woman, they said yes. The female energy coming in for me. Yeah, she's confirming that. So it is a woman. I'm not getting a sister or a cousin or an aunt. I am getting more of a grandmother. Or I said she feels like a grandma or a mothering feeling. Can you confirm that someone passed over it?
Yes.
Okay. She's saying, yes, it's family. Do you want to ask a question?
Yes, okay. How can I bring some healing to our family and just let them know that you're still around and to believe that you still are there and that you haven't left them?
So whoever this is part of your family. She's talking about some financial situation. Does that make sense?
possibly.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, I have to need a little bit more.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're breaking up.
It could be. I would need a little bit more.
You're breaking up. I'm sorry.
Can you hear me now?
I can't hear you at all. Yeah, I can't hear you. You have to put your face up to the phone so we can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Yes.
She's talking about some depression going on with someone in the family, and she was saying something about some kind of financial situation.
Okay.
So do you want to ask me a couple more quick questions, and then we're going to have to move on to another caller?
Oh, yes. How can I help her move forward? How can I help her move forward under the circumstances with all her grief?
Who moves forward?
So it would be my cousin that is here, and she just endured a lot. Well, we all have, but she's endured a lot of loss in particular, and she's really struggling. And I try to talk to her, but she really is grieving every day quite a bit.
Okay, so I'm kind of getting is this your grandmother on the other side that we're contacting? So let's confirm who it is, your grandmother or the mother? Because she's saying grandmother.
It is my grandmother, yes. They were very close, my grandmother and my cousin.
Okay, and this was about some kind of money or just because she keeps talking about moving forward because she's already moved forward. Your grandmother feels fine. So if your cousin is having an issue, is that what's happening? Okay, why don't you can have your cousin book a session, and we're going to move on to the next caller. I'm so sorry, because we're breaking up too much, and it's very hard to hear you, because right now I can't hear you at all. But your cousin can contact us, and we will give you a discount with a session. So thank you so much. Is there another caller on the line to move forward? So sorry about that last call, but I couldn't hear you at all.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Linda. Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm phoning because I've had a sore throat for over a year and a half, and I've seen 4 doctors, and they don't seem to be able to help me, and I get white lines at the back of my throat, and I'm just wondering I'm wondering on your advice, please, and thank you.
Normally, they'll take, cultures, and they didn't come up with anything like strep throat or anything like that. Sounds like your immune system is crashing.
No.
Yeah, so normally when you go to a doctor, they'll take cultures, so they should have been able to come up with something. It sounds like your immune system is like crashed.
Right. Yeah. Well, all I know is that somebody did say that it could be acid reflux coming up through my system and affecting my throat.
I'm not getting that. So the last time that you went to the doctor, they did cultures to look at your throat?
No.
Your sore throat?
No, they never he just looked down my throat and said that he had acid in reflux, and then he had an operation.
Okay.
So
I definitely would go back for another general practitioner and definitely get your cultures if you're still having a bad sore throat. And also doing lysine is really good. You know, L-lysine to boost your immune system.
Yeah, I do that once. I've just ran out, but I have done that from the medical medium.
But if you're still having sore throats, you know, post-nasal drip, all that type of stuff should be looked at with your general practitioner. And you could always book a 30-minute with me, and I could go down your whole entire system as I look at you through the Zoom, and I could see if you're having gut issues, if it's coming from your stomach.
Right.
They're telling me that there is issues with your stomach. That's why I'm saying stomach, because there is gut problems. But post-nasal drip could be a major issue, which you would need to get something for post-nasal drip.
Right. My nose doesn't run.
That doesn't mean you don't have postnasal drip.
Oh, okay.
That comes from the back of your throat. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And allergies and being allergic to certain things too. But
right.
They are telling me, I'm sorry that was dealt that way because you want to rule out other things that are going on.
Okay.
Anything else you want to ask?
Well, I guess, could I have a message from somebody that's passed on maybe? Please?
Yeah, but it has to be for you, not other relatives. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so because we've got lots of callers tonight, so we want to make sure it's not for somebody else. So
no, it's for me, and it would be maybe from my parents if they could give me a message on moving. If I'm going
to move. On moving. Well, we could give you a message on that. It doesn't have to be from your parents. You want to ask me the message on that. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead. Ask us.
Okay. Well, do you see me moving in the near future?
Well, why don't we just go by the year or the month?
Okay. Okay. Do you see me moving?
Go ahead.
This year, next year, or?
They are saying not this year. 2020, you can just ask us straight out because we're dealing with Edgar Cayce here. So 2025, they're saying no. 2026, they're saying no. 2027, they're saying yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Okay, well, I guess I will
so
have to
most people that book sessions with me, they'll ask me what place, what city, what year. That's how accurate these guides are. And we've helped people get out of disasters. They're just, that's what they are. 2025, we only have 2 months left anyway. 2026,
no,
they're
right.
Just going no.
Yeah.
And 2027, they're blinking yes, yes, yes. Now,
okay.
It could change, but they're going to me right now. When I say it could change, they're saying, no, it won't change.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
And I don't know your full story of everything, but, you know, you could always, like I said, hop on a session with me and tell me where you're thinking of wanting to move or who you're wanting to move with. And that could be a whole other story. So,
yes, I've been here for 37 years.
Yeah, that's why it's for you to move. It's going to take you a bit of time there.
It is going to. It's beautiful. Yeah.
What, honey?
It's a very beautiful place, and we're in the middle of nowhere. And we live with the bears.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So if you were going to move, it would take a bit of time, and and then you know some people will even ask me, do they even want me to move? And so that's a whole other story.
Yeah. Okay. I better let you get on to the next one. And I do appreciate you very, very much. And I love you.
Thank you. I love you too. And your parents are here. They are coming in. They are blinking that they love you too. They're both side by side. And they're also involved in your move when you do move, if you do move. And that's in 2027.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's not going to be right away.
No, that's okay. That's really okay.
Yeah. So they do want you to be healed, and it is an immune thing going on. And so I know people often want to go back and forth with me a lot of times, and I know I can sound like a smarty pants at times with certain things, but certain times it's got to remember it's not me. I only am who I am, Popeye the Sailor Man.
Exactly.
They blink through me, and they annoy me also, too. I shouldn't say that because they're going to get mad at me and spank me.
That's
right. And often I don't know why they do these things either to me, but they know a lot more than I know.
That's right.
Okay. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much, too. Okay. Bye-bye.
Mary, we come on the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. I just want to remind everybody that the Healing Trilogy, we're going to take a quick break after Mary, is having a free nonprofit organized event on October 18th. So make sure you sign up on our newsletter, and it's going to be a gathering of miracle service that we're having online. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, great, Kimberly. Love you so much, dear. I'm really happy that I'm able to partake in this lovely radio program of yours, dear.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, really good. I'm actually, my name is Leah, not Mary Lee. But
oh, Leah. Hi. Hi, Leah.
Hi,
well, right now we're channeling so many different people and so many different beings. You probably might be Mary, but Leah, nice to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much, dear Kimberly. I appreciate you so much, dear. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
What's your question?
Let's see. I wonder, dear, do you see things working out for me with my home? And I wonder, I always wonder in the future if I'll be in a movie or figure it out, you know, to do voice work like you were telling me before, dear.
So, yeah, so your home, you mean moving? Everyone wants to move these days. Right, moving?
I didn't really want to move, but do you see anything along that line for me at all?
Or what did you mean in your heart about your home?
Well, I like it there, actually. Right now, I like it there.
So what did you mean about your home? Because when you said your home, I didn't see moving, but I saw something about at your home. I saw something about you having more friends come over, and I saw community. I saw people. I don't know why. They just showed me, like, family and community and friends being at your home.
Oh, thank you. That's so wonderful. Thank you, Kimberly. That's lovely there. Yes. Yes.
Does that sound true? Like more people visiting you or something like that?
Are we going to see them or something? But I do love where I live. It's wonderful. And I felt a need to get away, so I took a boat. And I'm up almost into Alaska, but I'm not in Alaska. I'm still in BC.
Oh.
But it's on an island, and it's really nice for a while.
Yeah.
So I'm staying at bed and breakfast for a little while, and I'll go home on the 7th, I believe, again. So it was just so nice to take the boat trip here, you know?
Yes, I see you doing more of that, more community, getting out, doing more community. The guides are telling me you're doing more with that. The number 9 was coming up. I also see for you with doing voiceover, like the acting, I get the bright light, like the God, but both eyes blink together when the blinking comes in. I see that it really is something that they want you to do. They want you to clear, you know, any kind of childhood trauma, release any kind of anxiety around that is something that you're supposed to be doing in this lifetime. It's a really important thing for you to do and accomplish. And, like, even taking a class on voiceover, I think you would just be the hit of the class. I mean, I think you would just take off, you know, just by starting a class will just really take it off for you.
Oh, thank you so much, Kimberly. Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so grateful to you.
Like an online class, even.
Online. Okay,
yeah.
Online. Okay.
Yeah, you can even do it online.
Online. Would that be go to Google and go down the voiceover type of
maybe something it could be something in Los Angeles online, or you know, something like that. You know, could look into that. So yeah, I mean, don't be afraid of the failure. Be excited about the success. This is what I'm hearing the guide say. You know, this is something for you, you know, in the new year to take off and do. And I feel like this is going to be real good for you. This is what they're saying.
Thank you, Kimberly. I'm so grateful to you. I love you so much, dear.
I love you too. Thank you for calling in. So I know it's kind of late to go to a break, but we're going to go to a quick break right now so I can get some more drink of my beetroot juice. And then we'll be right back and take a few more calls. And our show's going by so fast right now. So we'll be right back. Thank you so much, everybody. Bless you.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Meredith, medical intuitive healer and author. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. This book was channeled through my guides of Christ Light, to help you embark on your own journey toward healing through divine miracles. My guides want you to have the information in this book in order to help you heal and improve every aspect of your life, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. We achieve this by raising your consciousness into the fifth dimension, where miracles and divine healing happen every day. You'll get nutritional and lifestyle plans and information. All this can be found on my website at thehealingtrilogy.com. The book is being sold everywhere in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, and audiobook. My new book is called Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Thank you, and welcome to the fifth dimension.
In today's three-dimensional world, it's easy to get physically and emotionally sick. Raising your consciousness is crucial to healing. Kimberly Meredith has channeled a healing meditation CD that helps you to heal by helping you to elevate your consciousness. People have been healed just by listening to this CD, which lifts you away from third-dimensional pain, worry, and fear, and into the fifth-dimensional higher cosmic consciousness, where you can access healing for body and mind as you surrender to the higher self of love and light. For more information, please visit www.thehealingtrilogy.com and click on Store. That's www.thehealingtrilogy.com, or just Google The Healing Trilogy Meditation Healing CD and Google will connect you.
Hi, this is Kimberly Meredith. As a spiritual healer, I'm often asked, Kimberly, can I be healed? The answer is, with God, anything is possible, and yes, you can be healed through the power of God. Your friends and family can be healed. Even animals can be healed. Please visit thehealingtrilogy.com to learn more about my process and my services. My office is located in Sherman Oaks. I offer intuitive medical scans and psychic surgery for you and your loved ones. At the Healing Trilogy, we treat adults, children, and animals. We offer medical scans, mediumship counseling, cold laser acupuncture, cold laser therapy, holistic health, nutritional plans, and many other services. We also have meditation CDs, and I Skype around the world on Fridays. Sign up for my newsletter, and you'll receive a free CD. You'll also be informed about my upcoming healing events. Log on to thehealingtrilogy.com. Bless you.
Well, we are back. Thank you so much for listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show. And I think it's so important to remember that by raising our consciousness, we can avoid getting sick. And that is super important. And I want to remind everybody about my new session I have on my website called the 12-Strand Galactic DNA Activation Healing Meditation that I'm doing for 60 minutes and 75 minutes to awaken our star seed abilities through multidimensional code activations. And I'm doing that pretty much throughout the week right now, except for Mondays and Tuesdays when I'm at the office. But definitely check out the website, thehealingtrilogy.com. Okay, so we have a few more calls, and I'm really excited about taking these calls. I think we've got Mary, Mary Wee on the line. Hi, Mary.
Yes. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm sure you remember me. I came to see you in January 2024 for my stomach from Montreal after reading your book.
Oh, Mary, I'm so glad to have you on the phone. Hi.
Yes, I missed the session yesterday, so I don't know if you have any replay from that session from yesterday, from last evening.
What did you do on the station?
Yeah, do you have a replay from the session from yesterday?
Oh, the galactic event that we did?
Yes.
Yeah, we have the replay. You should have gotten it. Yes, we sent it out.
Okay.
Yeah, we sent it out.
So my question
today is...
Great
class that we did. Yes.
Okay, thank you. So I had also a cold laser therapy with you for my stomach. So my question today is how do you feel my stomach? How is it now?
Well, when you say about your stomach, they're doing the blinking, the God blinking, saying that the energy had gone through there and did the healing. So you're the biggest advocate of how you feel for your stomach. Of course, you have to just keep doing your prayers. You have to do your food. You have to do your vitamins. And, you know, because I've been a healer for over 10 years practicing, I was born a healer as a baby. And I myself have gone through things. We may not even know that we have things, and God is healing us every day and keeping us here on this world because we have a mission to accomplish still or to do, time to live and time to go, right? We can't stay here forever. But
oh, yeah, of course.
You,
I know.
Right, right. But you, your own self, witness and know how you're feeling. So how are you feeling? You can tell us.
Well, it depends on the day. Sometimes it's food, sometimes it's okay. So,
yeah. So they're telling me they're still healing you, and they're going in and doing their work. They're telling me probably between 1 to 5. They're saying you're about a 4.
Okay.
So there's probably, you know, you could do a follow-up with me so I can go through your body again and see what needs to be adjusted.
Okay.
Most people don't just do one session. You know, they do follow-ups with me.
Yeah,
and so that's good. You can always do a Zoom session with me and do a follow-up because there's probably many things that probably should not be discussed live on air. You know,
and
through the intestinal tract and things like that.
Yeah, and
but
my
we can
other
definitely
question,
send you healing right now. Yeah.
Okay. And my second question, I have only two. I am preparing a retreat weekend, October 10th to October 14th. I want to know if everything will be well, if I will have enough people, if the session will be okay.
I don't know who that is. I'm sorry.
Me, Marie-Carole, I am preparing a retreat weekend.
With
here
who?
In yes, me. I'm preparing.
Oh, you're preparing a weekend retreat.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't know what you were saying. And how
yes.
will it go, you're asking?
Yes, that's, yes.
Okay, and you're doing it where, in Paris?
No, in out of town, a place up north of Montreal.
Oh, it should be fine, right? Yeah. Yeah, the guys are saying it should be wonderful. Yeah.
Okay.
That's wonderful, sweetheart. Oh, I'm so glad. Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
I can't wait to see you again.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming to our...
You.
We had such a beautiful event this weekend.
Yeah.
And
I'm so...
It was amazing. And I hope that you keep strengthening your immune system.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I keep hearing, the strengthening of the immune system.
My immune system.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
God bless
you. Thank
you,
Kimberly. Bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless you so much. I wanted to say something about strengthening the immune system. So when we are strengthening our immune system, we know that when we call in God, the Holy Spirit strengthens our immune system. And in many ways, we get anxiety at times that lowers our immune system. So sometimes people do the tapping, you know, we'll tap our cheek. We'll say, I am safe. I am love. I am light. I am healed. You can tap your arm and say, I'm safe. I'm love. I am healed. I am joy. The tapping technique works amazing, but also going for a walk, saying the mantras over and over again. I am the divine light. I am pure grace. I am healed. I am yours. Those are very strong things to do to reduce the anxiety. When we get bad news, when we go into the fear mode, our brain starts spinning. And that causes anxiety, which raises our cortisol, which then puts our body into that anxiety mode, which causes us to get cancer, us to get disease. So we want to make sure that we're constantly, whatever we do, get away from the anxiety. Other things that help us stay out of anxiety is praying, meditating, as we know, essential foods, essential oils. Like one of my favorite essential oils is Joy from Young Living Essential Oils. It has lavender in it. It has tangerine. It has eucalyptus. It has all these kinds of essential oils. Right away, triggers the brain, boosts the brain, calms you down. Lavender can put you even to sleep. Healthy diet, exercise, all these things help the mental well-being. Shutting off for a couple of days a week and just sleeping is so good for the body. Vitamins, a lot of people forget to take their vitamins. Vitamin B6, B12, like we talked about earlier today, helps the brain, the nerve in your brain, blood circulation. And everybody's thinking, does Kimberly do all this? Well, I talk about a lot of it, and I am doing a lot of it now, but a lot of times I wasn't doing a lot of it. And so your immune system can crash. Don't want it to crash. And right now, we are living in a state of anxiety. We want to, and we don't want to hear Kimberly going on and on about it, but the guides are going on and on about it because we need to be warriors. We need to be so strong right now because we want to live through all of this so we can be brothers and sisters that help everybody. We want to be here. We want to be Christ-like, love helping people. And when we are health warriors, we boost our immune system from Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and we are fighting off illnesses, and then we're here to see the awakening, which is going to happen in 2035. We are going to have the biggest awakening that you have ever seen. And when we see this awakening, we are going to be here to see it. We are going to be so happy. We're going to be so glorified. We are going to be so, I mean, tears are going to run down your face. But we need to make sure that we're eating the right foods, like fresh, loving food. Salmon is okay. It has beneficial fats and nutrients. But we don't want to eat things that are not okay, that have a lot of pollutants in it. We don't want to have soy right now. We don't want to have things that are fatty and bad chemicals in it that are lowering our immune system, making our ears ring, and all these other types of things. So when you pick up my book called The Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing, you're going to read really great things in there that are going to help you understand also vitamins that have dyes in them and chemicals are in my book. And you're going to see things that, why would these publishing companies want to put this out? Well, the publishing companies are saying, we better help people live. We better help save people's lives. Fluoride is not okay. And guess what? In my book, it talks about how fluoride is not okay. So guess what? We are going to be the winners. We are going to be living, and we're going to stay here. And we're going to fight off all this negative stuff, just like Mary. She's going to be here. We're all going to be here because we are in the awakening and we are going to be healed and we're going to go beyond and move forward and live in the state of higher dimensional, multidimension. We are multidimensional people or we wouldn't be listening to this show right now on BBS. And we would not be here right now boosting our immune system and our consciousness and going to fight chronic conditions like heart disease and diabetes and all the other things that we don't want to have. And we are awakening not only our health, but our consciousness and multidimension. Oh my God, star seeds unite and get ready for some amazing speakers that are going to be on our show coming up in the next few months too. So thank you for listening to our show tonight. Thank you for listening to the Medical Intuitive Miracle Show for the last 8 years. This is our anniversary. October is 8 years we've been on air. So thank you for listening to me. I love you. God bless you and have a beautiful week.